Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Trenton City Council reviewed a number of issues during their monthly workshop and regular meeting back on Monday night, including a proposed alcohol permit ordinance, an update on a wastewater spill that resulted in a state fine, and progress toward hiring a new TDAC director. Council members reviewed the first draft of a proposed alcohol privilege card ordinance that would require employees involved in alcohol sales to obtain a city-issued permit. The proposed would require alcohol sales training, identification, a photo, and an application fee. No action taken as the ordinance remains under review. Council members also discussed the future Trenton-Dade Animal Control or TDAC director position. Officials reviewed a draft job description and say they hope to finalize the position soon so recruitment can begin. Council also received an update on a recent wastewater spill that sent about 4,000 gallons of partially treated wastewater into Lookout Creek. City officials say the spill was caused by a malfunctioning valve and was immediately reported to the Georgia Environmental Protection Division. The city later received a consent order and paid a $750 civil penalty. Residents were also reminded that new garbage collection rules take effect July 1st. Only approved garbage carts displaying the City of Trenton logo or authorized extra can stickers will be serviced. During the meeting, council members approved the reappointment of Seth House to the Dade County Library Board, authorized replacement of the City Hall's aging air conditioning system, and renewed the city's probation services contract. The meeting concluded with an executive session to discuss personnel and legal matters. After returning to the open session, no action was taken, officials stating the matter remains under review by the city attorney. Authorities in Jackson County are investigating after a woman was struck and killed by a train on Tuesday in Scottsboro. Reports indicate emergency responders were called to the area near Ridgedale Road where the incident happened. Scottsboro Fire Chief Greg Godfrey confirmed the woman died as a result of the collision. The victim's identity not released pending notification of family members. Additional details about the circumstances around the incident have not yet been made public. Local authorities and railroad officials continue their investigation, and we will continue to follow the story and provide updates as more information becomes available. Georgia parents of rising 7th and 11th grade students are being reminded to make sure required vaccinations are up to date before the start of the new school year. Under Georgia law, students entering the 7th grade must receive both the Tdap booster vaccine and the meningococcal vaccination. Most students entering the 11th grade are also required to receive the latter. State health officials say all required immunizations must be documented on a valid Georgia immunization certificate known as Form 3231 before students can attend school. Medical and religious exemptions are available for eligible families. Parents are encouraged to schedule vaccination appointments early and avoid the rush that often occurs as the start of the school year approaches. If you'd like more information, parents should contact their health care provider or the local health department. Stevenson Depot Days continues this week, wraps up with a full weekend of activities celebrating the rich railroad heritage of Stevenson, Alabama. The annual festival runs through Saturday in downtown Stevenson, featuring food, music, museum tours, community events, entertainment, and family-friendly activities throughout the week. One of the highlights of the weekend will be a free concert by country music artist Linda Davis. That's Friday evening at 6:30 at the Stevenson Railroad Depot Museum. Festival organizers inviting residents from all across the region to come on out and enjoy one of Jackson County's favorite traditions while exploring the historic railroad depot and downtown Stevenson. Again, Depot Days in Stevenson continues through Saturday evening. For a complete schedule of events, visit the Stevenson Depot Museum's social media page. And the Braves wrapping up a three-game series with the Chicago White Sox. First pitch scheduled for 7:40 this evening, 6:25 airtime here on KWIN. And we'll be following the Georgia Bulldogs baseball team as much as possible through the weekend as they enter the College World Series. Georgia takes on Texas coming up on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast at 7:40 or right after the Braves game this coming Saturday evening. The latest always available at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.